Clinton's visit was delayed by a massive snowstorm on Sunday. Still, even though streets and parking lots were yet to be fully plowed out, hundreds of people filled a gym at St. Norbert to hear her message. The former First Lady and current New York Senator spent an hour talking about the economy. Much of her plan centers on creating 5 million of what she's terming green-collar jobs. She wants to create a strategic fund that will stimulate research and development in new energies. And Clinton says she'll pay for it by eliminating subsidies for the oil and gas industries.
If we take the tax subsidies away, and if we also say, look, $40 billion in the last quarter was ExxonMobil's profits, I think a windfall profits tax on some of that in order to jumpstart our economy, to put people to work, and clean energy makes sense.
Clinton was competing with some interference on her sound system. The senator also vowed to do away with the Bush tax cuts on families earning more than $250,000 a year.
So I think we can get back to helping the middle class, reining in the special interests, transferring the $55 billion in giveaways and subsidies they've gotten under the Republicans back into your pockets, having a health insurance system that is as good as what your member of Congress has available to you if you choose it, making it clear we're going to grow jobs again.
Clinton acknowledged she's in a close race for the Democratic nomination and said she respects Senator Barack Obama, but she reiterated her contention that her experience makes her more qualified to serve as president. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.